just you know, come up with some drills that they want to do, and it's basically just to get loose and you know, and warm, so that we, when we come out as coaches for that half hour, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever we decide to go out, which days we're going out, that we're ready to go and can get right into it. And they do a great job. So
here's a great question, Coach. Any consideration being given to switching home ends, being the home, being you have your home net on the west side of the rink instead of the east side? Is it better, and the reason for this question, I guess, is it better to have the Zamboni door with you or against you?
Well, I think the positioning of the benches sort of dictates
that
right now where we'd like to be. And but in a perfect world, you'd like the Zamboni door not in your zone for you know, your defensive zone for two periods, because as we've seen, and I've seen over the years here since I've been back, is when that puck goes around the boards there, it can kick out off that Zamboni door in some weird ways, and you know, and it can lead to some anxious moments, of which it has. But Andre Sumas and Chris Roy and Dave Nordstrom, those guys do a really good job with that corner, because it can be a problem. But they've done a nice job as far as making sure that even along the ice, that, you know, a lot of places you'll see a little dip there, what can be dangerous, but they've done a great job as far as maintaining that and making sure that we get the true bounces from there. If we don't, Andre, I'm usually looking for Andre standing in the Zamboni corner during the game. So
in practice, does that come up at all? I mean, do the guys think about it, or do the older guys tell the younger guys, this is how you got to wrap this thing around? And
No, not really. I mean, I think it's been true for most of the times. It's just that one time out of 100 that happens that just gets you a little excited. But no, so as far as talk about switching ends, I think we're good with where we're at.
Well, Coach, we want to remind people that season tickets are available and single game tickets are available for all of the games at Michigan Tech that are coming up this fall and winter. And, you know, there's so many good things going on. I mean, the hockey is the most important thing, but the Lamplighter Bar and everything else that's around, it's just such a tremendous atmosphere.
Well, it really is. And obviously, we're in their entertainment business. We think we're going to have a good product on the ice. I really like our team this year. I like our speed. I like our skill level. I like what we have defensively. I like our physical play, our toughness. So we have the right ingredients. It's just that chemistry and getting on a roll and getting out there and playing. So I think we'll have I know we'll have an entertaining team this year on the ice. So come on out and watch. There's some good tickets left. Season tickets are still at a very reasonable price, where there's a few good seats left. And then get your individual game tickets. I mean, if you can't afford or maybe don't want to buy a season ticket, there's some great packages, whether it's a Friday night package or a Saturday night package, whether it's just individual game tickets. I mean, the John Scott, it's going to be an unbelievable opening weekend with not only John there, but the McNaughton Cup and everything going on. And then the Northern Michigan weekend, you always know that's, you don't need any special things going on for that weekend. It's going to be a tough physical series. It's going to be an entertaining series. But also we want to make sure that we come back and honor and show up and really honor the 75 team and Scott White and Brent Peterson for all they've done for Michigan Tech hockey and obviously the athletic department, our university. So we've got some exciting things going on, and there'll be more promotions as the season goes on. And like I said, that John Scott weekend, we'll have some nice promotions and giveaways. And I'm just not at liberty, as you can tell, to talk about it today, but hopefully our next show where we can get that out to everybody.
Just a reminder to people that have not really looked at the schedule, this is October's schedule for Michigan Tech. At Minnesota Duluth.
You had to remind me, Dick.
At Minnesota Duluth, at Minnesota State, John Scott weekend against Huntsville on the 14th and 15th, at Michigan, home to Northern Michigan, at Northern Michigan, and then first weekend of November at Michigan State.
Whoever made that schedule should be in trouble.
Well, what a great test, though, early on. I mean,
it reminds me of the schedule I think we had, was it
3 years ago?
3 years ago, yeah. Where we had a real tough road schedule, and we're much more prepared to handle it this time. I think 3 years ago we had Cliff Watson was a freshman, and Shane Hanna and Chris Leibringer, and I mean, I think we had 4 or 5 young guys on defense, and it was interesting. But we're much more prepared to handle that now. I think it'll bring the best out in our team. it's a good schedule. Obviously, Minnesota State, you know, was co-champion with us. Duluth was an NCAA team. Michigan was the Big Ten playoff champion, NCAA team. So, yeah, we're getting into it right away. But that's good. That's what you want. You want your players look forward to that, Dirk. They'll look forward to playing in those rings against those teams. You won't have a, you know, to say much to get them up. Are they going to be tough? Absolutely. But we're ready for it. We're tested. So it'll be. There'll be fun weekends. There'll be great hockey. And I'd tell our fans now, if you want to come to any of those games, get your tickets, because I know Duluth's a tough ticket already. Minnesota State is. I know Michigan's homecoming weekend's a tough weekend. So, yeah, we're really going in the lion's den here early. But you know what? I wouldn't want it any other way.
Absolutely. And hats off to you and the WCHA schedulers for not having us in Mankato on February 2nd or something like that, like we normally
right.
are.
Oh, like. Yeah, near the end of the year, which is a big series. Yes. So, but it'll be big series right off the hop to start the WCHA season, no question about it.
Coach, thanks again for your time. I can't wait till the Mel Pearson show starts the Monday before the first weekend, and we're really looking forward to the season starting.
Well, thanks, Derek, and I'm looking forward to getting the season started. I know our players are, and should be an exciting season for Michigan Tech hockey.
That's Michigan Tech Hockey Update with Mel Pearson here on Mix 93. Thanks to all the questions, and we'll do it again real soon. Got the fender bender blues.